round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around.
Welcome to the programme. You are listening to Get About with Guide Dogs Victoria. And if you want to hit the website, guidedogsvictoria.com.au. And their contact phone number is 9854 4444. And this is your presenter, Jackie Stevens, with my favourite guide dog, Andris. And I'd like to introduce you to Holly Marquette. Welcome, Holly.
Thank you. Hello.
We're going to be talking about next week, which is the International Guide Dog Day on the 29th of April.
That's
so
right.
a big deal for us at Guide Dogs.
It sure is. An annual event, it really plays the importance that a guide dog plays in the blind and vision impaired community. The enormous work that they undertake and just how important they are.
So in order to get the information out and the education out, we've got to be seen and heard.
That's exactly right, definitely.
So one of our main items, or one of the best ones, is our TV exposure.
Definitely. Yeah, we've got great support from the media. And one of the shows in particular that is going to be highlighting International Guide Dog Day, and two of our clients will be on Channel 10 with 9 a.m. with the David and Kim show.
Right, so everybody listen and see what Dave and Kim, did you say?
Yes.
And then we've got a very special couple. Now, I did interview this couple earlier on in the year on Get About with Guide Dogs Victoria. So we've got a little bit of information about them.
Yes. Yeah, Tracy and Luigi Tadino. Fantastic story of how they met whilst training with their guide dogs at Guide Dogs Victoria. And subsequently, I think it was about a year later, got married.
Yep.
So it's a fantastic story.
It's a very romantic story. But it isn't what we always promise at Guide Dogs Victoria, but
no.
it's a good start, isn't it, Holly?
It sure is, definitely.
So listen for that. And what's the other channel that we've got some exposure on?
And we also are going to be doing the live weather crosses on the Today Show on next Wednesday, the 29th, from 6 a.m. So Steve Jacobs, who is the weather presenter there, will be coming out to Guide Dogs and we'll be doing crosses every half an hour.
And what channel's that?
That's on Channel 9.
Right, so we've got Channel 9 going and we've got Channel 10. So, and we always get great coverage too from the other channels.
Definitely. This is also a national day, International Guide Dog Day, and so we're working with all the other guide dog schools in each state, and they're working on their own local media too. So if you tune in to Sunrise on Channel 7 as well, they will also be doing some media there for Guide Dogs New South Wales.
And it's one thing, as you say, it's an annual event. So in the city and everywhere else, we've got lots of people with dogs. And what are we doing at Guide Dogs Victoria?
Exactly, yes. We're doing a puppy socialisation trip in the city, which is just fantastic and gets us out there and puppies walking through Bourke Street Mall. And, it's fantastic.
Now, very often we get the people with the guide dogs. I know Andris, guide dog, and myself, we haven't taken part in one, but my previous guide dog, Katrina, and I did. And it was really great, but we had to walk in the middle of the road. I suppose we've got to take these cute little puppies and walk them in the middle of the road too.
Yes, well, in all safety, yes, definitely. Crossing the street. So they'll start off outside St. Paul's Cathedral. As you know, probably, Jackie, there's not very many grassy patches in the city to toilet the dogs. So we start there outside St. Paul's Cathedral.
We shall have to talk to the little puppies very, very sternly and saying, look, you go here on this piece of grass because there won't be anything until after the end of the walk.
Exactly. That's right. So they start off there and then they will walk up Swanston Street, cross over the road at the pedestrian crossing, of course.
Of course, and all the little dogs will be watching each other to make sure that they do that right.
Exactly, exactly, as well as will their puppy raisers. And they will be walking up towards Bourke Street Mall, crossing down through Bourke Street Mall, where there will obviously be a lot of people. They're starting off at 11:30, so it's getting close to lunchtime. There'll be quite a few people around.
Lots of crowds. All the office workers getting out ready to have their lunch.
Exactly. So they won't miss us in our orange T-shirts.
So you're going to have bright red orange T-shirts.
Yes.
With what? International Guide Dog Day on them.
That's it. Yep, definitely. That's it, Jackie.
Did you hear that, Andris? And we don't have one.
we can probably find a coat for Andrus and a t-shirt for you, Jackie. And then we'll be crossing up through Maya, so going in store.
Now that'll be difficult for them because occasionally, although I must say Maya's do keep their floors extremely clean, there might be a little bit of food somewhere or somebody might have dropped something on the way. So
yes,
going to have to watch those little puppies yet again.
Yes, exactly. All part of the course and all part of the training. So they will have to keep their minds on track.
So heading through Myers, do we go through the perfume department?
Oh, I mean, sure.
The puppy raiser's going to have a quick spray of perfume on the way through.
If they get a second, perhaps.
Do they go through the food court or
yes, yeah.
David Jones one? Or
yes, we'll be cutting right through Maya and David Jones through to Lonsdale and then coming out there, turning left and going down Elizabeth Street. Mm-hmm. So, and then once we get to, they'll cross over through Flinders Street Station and then back over to South Bank where they'll finish up the walk down there.
I suppose everybody at South Bank will be so relieved to have completed it successfully that they'll be all grabbing a bite to eat themselves.
Definitely. Yep. That's the lunch stop right there.
That's very good exposure for all the little puppies to sort of get a group of people and
definitely
all the sounds and everything that happens at the city because it's very busy at that time of day.
Exactly. You know, and obviously we'll be taking a wide variety of ages of pups, but obviously not too young because they're not at that stage where they can sort of go through that with their training.
No, because obviously some of the really, really, really baby ones, just going to the front gate is very much the biggest experience they're going to have that day.
Exactly.
So you will be choosing the dogs that are able to sort of cope with all this.
That's
kind of exposure.
Right. Exactly. So it'll be fun. And let's cross our fingers for fantastic weather on the day.
Oh, I'm sure it will be.
Yes.
So that's on the 29th of April, and that's around about 11:30 that the parade is starting.
Exactly.
We're having the TV exposure. And also we've got suburban newspapers. They're covering a few of the people with guide dogs.
That's exactly right. We have fantastic support from the local newspapers, in particular the Leader newspapers. We had a story with the Progress Leader last week with one of our guide dog clients, Joan Smith, mm-hmm. And her guide dog Benson, and it was aptly at the Skinny Dog Cafe at Kew where Joan was enjoying a cup of coffee. So we like to also highlight access for guide dogs via International Guide Dog Day and how important it is and that people, you know, should realise that this is the law.
And I think that that's one of the reasons that we have International Guide Dog Day is to promote access and accessibility for people with guide dogs.
Exactly. It is.
So all those places with cafes and restaurants, that they better watch out because I think even the people with the fully trained guide dogs, I think we might get more out and about on International Guide Dog Day just to get the message across.
Yes, definitely. I mean, a lot of people are very good in allowing access, but there's just a few that are still unaware of the laws. And once they're made aware, then we do find that most people are hospitable and do understand the laws. But there's also always going to be those few that don't, and we need to keep getting to more and more people.
And I think that's why the different stories from our clients with the guide dogs going in the local papers just gives their own personal story.
Definitely. Well, everyone sees them in their local community, whether it's down the train station catching something somewhere or so. It's a fantastic day.
All right. Well, everybody, let's have a great International Guide Dog Day. And I'd like to thank you, Holly Marquette, for coming in and giving us a bit of the update as to what's happening.
Excellent. Thanks, Jackie.
So let's just recap. International Guide Dog Day, Wednesday the 29th of April. Catches on the early morning breakfast shows on TV, the Leader newspapers, and more importantly, 11:30 in the city with the guide dog puppies. Come and watch the parade. And this has been your presenter, Jackie Stevens, with my faithful guide dog, Andrus. Don't forget the phone number, 9854 4444. And until next week, catch ya.